take my eye off you. Can't take my eye off you. Don't got nothing on you. Don't got nothing on you. My heart is ready for something I haven't had in a long time. True love crime, I hope you know that. It may hurt for a while. Let's slow down, slow down. I can see behind that broken smile. You're nice, sweet, smooth, like cocoa bread. Cocoa bread. You're nice, sweet, smooth. A movie right by your side on duty, not too much or too sweet. Ooh, passion from yours truly. Let me know how you feel. Hope I'm not in too deep. Biwa, Phoebe, Vija, Fieva. Won't be alone forever. Get through the storm together. Ooh, girl, make some room. I know you still unite.
Hello, hello, welcome, welcome to another episode of Sam Sales University. I'm trying to work on my hand clap here. I got some technical things going on, but I'm getting a new soundboard, try to upgrade this equipment, make myself sound more professional. But we're going to make it do what it do with what I have. The professor is here. Well, had fun at the Hard Rock last night. I don't gamble much, but, you know, there's some good food and it's sightseeing, if you know what I mean. Yeah. I don't understand some of these women, man. They don't like restaurants that are chain restaurants anymore. Yeah, food is food. But I digress. So I figured maybe on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, or maybe just Saturdays and Sundays, we'll do sales celebrity insights. We'll intersect sales and marketing with celebrities out there and what they're doing and how they're benefiting from sales, even though they have a huge advantage over everyone else, regular people that don't have a huge platform that they have, but you can still learn from their strategies and techniques. So today we're going to talk about the lovely Rihanna. She's very talented. I believe she just had a second child. Makes unbelievable music. She's a great businesswoman, business entrepreneur. So we're gonna explore the strategies that drive success of the global superstar Rihanna, and we're gonna unveil the parallels between Rihanna's journey and the art of sales and marketing. So let's dive in here. All right. So Rihanna has successfully diversified her brand beyond music. And how can us as business people and salespeople learn from her brand strategy to stand out in a competitive market? Well, Rihanna's strategy is a masterclass in innovation and adaptability. She has skillfully expanded her brand beyond the confines of music, which is smart. It's good that she diversifies herself. She's ventured into fashion, beauty, and other various industries. This diversification is a testament to the importance of evolving with the times and staying attuned to the shifting demands of the market. Businesses can draw inspiration from Rihanna's journey by recognizing the value of exploring new avenues that align with their core values and resonate with their target audience. Now, just as Rihanna's brand extensions remained authentic to her identity, businesses should ensure that their expansion efforts reflect their unique missions and strengths. This holistic approach not only widens their market reach, but also solidifies their brand identity, fostering customer loyalty and setting them apart as multi-dimensional industry players. So, I mean, if we break this down to the regular individual such as us, right? I mean, for instance, I believe in today's society, you should have more than one income stream. If you're a W-2 employee and you have a skill set that is very successful in corporate America, you know, unless you have some sort of contract where you can't do this, but why not get a certification in something else? I mean, there's 24 hours in a day. You've only worked at this company for 8 hours. You know, why not diversify yourself and have another side hustle? Okay. So we can kind of just boil this down to how these superstars' successes, how we can do the same thing, right? Rihanna's, she has Fenty Beauty. I have many sisters that love that product. Apparently, it is a great product. It's disrupted the beauty industry, from what I understand. And she has really carved a niche market with this particular product. Rihanna's groundbreaking foray into the beauty industry with Fenty Beauty is a prime example of disruption done right. By recognizing an existing gap in the market, she addressed the lack of inclusive beauty offerings, right? So she saw that a lot of the beauty products weren't being made for people of color. When I say that, I'm talking about Blacks, Latinos, and even if you're mixed, okay? All across the board. Everybody loves Fenty. Because aiming to carve a niche and emulate this approach by identifying undeserved segments with their target market, comprehensive market research is crucial here, allowing businesses to understand the unique pain points and preferences of these segments. By tailoring their products or services to cater to these specific needs, businesses can position themselves as the go-to solution providers for these audiences. Much like Fenty Beauty commitments to inclusivity, these approach build strong emotional connections with customers, fostering brand loyalty and driving word of mouth marketing. So obviously Fenty saw, or the company behind Fenty has enough data to saw that there was a gap in the market and Rihanna could fill that gap within the people of color spectrum as a market share. And that's done by data, ladies and gentlemen. All right. This was no guesswork. All right. Someone saw an opportunity and they saw that she was the right person to fill that gap. And I think she's a billionaire now from that. Rihanna is very creative, all right? The music videos are unbelievable. So how can us salespeople infuse creativity into our pitches and presentation to capture attention? Well, just as Rihanna music videos captivate audiences with their creativity, salespeople can harness the power of creative storytelling to make their pitches and presentation unforgettable, incorporating narratives, anecdotes, and relatable scenarios. Helps humanize the sales process and engage potential clients on a personal level. Visual aids such as compelling visuals and multimedia elements add depth and context to presentations, making them more immersive. Thinking outside the box and offering unique perspectives that resonate with clients' challenges can also set the stage for a memorable pitch. By infusing creativity into their approach, salespeople can effectively grab and hold the attention of their audience, making a lasting impression that distinguishes them from the competition. Yes, so learn to use PowerPoint. When you're doing a presentation, especially online, learn to use PowerPoint, right? There's a lot of different software that you can use to spice up and make your presentation more attractive. Use music, use emojis, use a whiteboard. Right? I mean, you don't need a multi-million dollar, you know, music video like Rihanna, but you can learn from her in that her presentation is out of this world, right? It's very memorable. It's different. Okay. Another thing that we can learn from Rihanna. Rihanna album releases are anticipated events. So how can we as business people create excitement and anticipation for our product launches? Well, Rihanna's ability to turn album releases into highly anticipated events stems from her meticulous buildup and strategic marketing efforts. Businesses can generate similar excitement for product launches by adopting a multifaceted pre-launch strategy. Teasers, sneak peeks, and behind-the-scenes content provide a tantalizing glimpse into what's to come. Engaging with customers on social media platforms and involving them in the launch product through polls or interactive content builds a sense of anticipation and involvement. You want to get your customers involved. Right, leveraging influencers. There we go again. We spoke about how Kim Kardashian does that very well yesterday. She leverages influencers, right? Or brand ambassadors to create buzz, excitement, and amplifies reach. A well-timed countdown and exclusive pre-order opportunities create a sense of urgency, encouraging customers to be part of something special. By orchestrating a comprehensive pre-launch campaign, businesses can create a buzz that culminates in a successful and eagerly awaited product launch. So again, most of us are not on the level where we have multi-million dollar budgets to do pre-campaign launches, but you can do countdowns and all that good stuff I just spoke about on the web, all right? The same technology is available to us. Okay. You know, Rihanna is really good at engaging her fans. And what that does is it makes her fans feel like they're a part of her success, which also causes a lot of loyalty, which makes her very successful. Is a very loyal fan base. She engages her customers beyond transactions. All right. She's very personable, very interactive. She values her fans' feedback. And again, this creates a loyal customer base. She does a lot of collaborations and partnerships. I mean, she partnered with a company that owns Fenty, created Fenty. Now she's a billionaire. We could do the same by partnering with other people in our industry where we can cross-sell our products. We can go on other people's websites or podcasts or write blogs, post it and team up with other bloggers. There's a lot you can do. I mean, she's always evolving and staying and adjusting strategies to ensure that her businesses remain appealing to her target audience. These guys, she's always reinventing herself. Right? She created a lifestyle brand. Okay, by aligning your product or services with customers' aspirations and showing how they fit into their lifestyle, businesses can create stronger emotional connections and loyalty. Right? So by creating a lifestyle brand, you also are going to create emotional connection with your product and loyalty. That's what you want. Repeat business, ladies and gentlemen. Repeat business. So, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, I'm not very a long-winded guy, but just wanted to give you some information about this dynamic young lady. This has been a very, this concludes our enlightening episodes on Sam's Celebrity Insights, unveiling Rihanna's success. By drawing from Rihanna's journey, we've gained valuable insights into how our sales and marketing can align with these celebrities on a different scale, obviously. But don't get caught too much into the celebrity worship. Learn from these people, okay? I don't think you should worship them. Be an idol worshiper. Don't forget, like, share, subscribe, make comments, good or bad. We don't take them personal. We are pretty much on every streaming platform there is. I think I'm on about, I don't know, maybe 8 or 9 different streaming platforms. Spotify. Ladies, you can listen to this deep voice while you are about to sleep at night. No, but seriously, visit islandinsurancegroup.com. We have amazing products over there. We're hiring. Need your license, though. Need a 215 license for your life and health. Need a 220 license for property and casualty if you want to do commercial stuff. But yeah, my number information is below. You know, this information is very valuable. A lot of other content creators charge and have classes and, you know, for this stuff. But, you know, I'm not really in it for the money. I mean, that'd be great. That's a bonus, but, you know, I have a job. I have my own business. I work. If there was no YouTube, I would be okay. Okay. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, ABC.
Always be losing.